Welcome to Biennale to go, the podcast for the Biennale für aktuelle Fotografie 2022 in Mannheim, Ludwigshafen and Heidelberg. The individual episodes of this podcast are intended to offer the visitors the opportunity to engage with a range of works from the Biennale on their way between the six exhibition venues. This is because the length of the individual episodes depends on how one moves from one exhibition to the next, on foot, by bicycle, by public transport or by car. Both the artist and the curator will have their say. Have fun with it. Hello, everyone. This is the podcast for the Biennale 2022, From Where I Stand. And we would like to invite the audience to take a walk with us to the next exhibition from Mannheim Main Station to Kunstverein Ludwigshafen. It should be 8 minutes by tram if you're using the tram. If you're going by feet, you're going, I think, 30 minutes or so. So you can hear this podcast a couple of times. We're going to visit the exhibition Bodies in E-Motion. And just a short quote of the concept. It's on the internet, people exchange many ideas, opinions and attitudes with each other. Yet the body remains the most important means of expressing one's cultural, religious and political identity. People embody their experiences and opinions in mass protests, in the fight for freedom of speech, for women's rights and against climate change. At the same time, the body is also fragile and vulnerable to state violence and to attacks based on different views. So, and right now we're going to talk to Mikhail Ivanovsky, I think it's correct.
Mikhail Ivanovsky,
a photographer from Poland originally, but now you're living in London.
I live in Cardiff, in Wales.
In actually. Cardiff, in Wales, okay. And so who are you, Mikhail?
Well, it's, I think I'm a body in motion or emotion.
Okay.
Especially for, I mean, in, I'm a photographer or maybe visual artist will be more precise because photography seems to be not enough for me sometimes, especially with the project we'll be seeing in Mannheim Biennale. And I'm also a teacher of photography in Cardiff Metropolitan University. And I have been living in Wales for the last 20 years. I did my master's in documentary photography in University of South Wales, and I have been developing my practice for the last 15 years, I would say. And I guess above all, I think I'm a human, which is probably going to transpire. And I'm a walking photographer, so I think this podcast is perfect. I'm very glad we get the opportunity to take our audiences on a walk, because I am an advocate of walking in all forms.
Okay, all forms of walking. What are these forms of walking?
You're walking for relaxation, walking for like a purposeful walking from A to B when you have to get somewhere, walking for thinking, walking for art, walking for protest, any kind of generally like the nomadic experience of a human. But personally, I think that walking for thinking and making artistic work for me is the most important kind of walking.
Okay, so walking is the main part of your work. We are going to see in the exhibition Bodies in E-Motion. It's from 2018. It's the work Go Home Polish.
That's correct, yes.
And you walked all the way from Cardiff to Poland.
That is correct, yes.
And what did you do and why did you do this?
I mean, so it was an auto-ironic exercise, a reaction to a graffiti that I had seen in Cardiff back in 2008. And the graffiti said, "Go home Polish." And of course, because I am Polish, but at that time I'd lived in Wales for almost 8 years. And when I saw the graffiti, I was baffled because I felt I was at home. But then you read the statement like this and automatically you have to find your way to appropriate it somehow. It took me like 10 years. But then after the referendum, when the Brexit vote was confirmed, I thought it was time to react in a more, let's say, in action.
Okay.
So I thought the best way for me to appropriate the slogan for me was to actually walk, do what the slogan says, but not because I was walking home. Actually, I was walking away from my home in Wales to the home that is ascribed to me by default because I came from there, you know. So it was an auto-ironic exercise in finding out what home is, really, because I would cross.
Okay, so you could have just walked around the block and get home.
I could have, yeah. But I think, you know, the experience of the landscape of different countries and different people, I found it interesting to actually ask people that I meet about their ideas of home and what is Europe thinking of home? Because, you know, you cross many different places and people will have mm-hmm. different ideas. I was curious about that. And that was the main premise of it. I also felt like you recalibrate your kind of gyroscope or your sense of belonging when you are in the elements for so long, and you realize that the borders are not drawn by people, but borders are drawn by nature. It's the sea that you have to cross somehow. It's the rivers. Mm-hmm. It's the mountains, you know. And also, like, we are under the same common denominator, fundamentally, all blasted by the same nuclear reactor in the sky, and all heading the same direction on a piece of rock that's hurling through space. And after 3 months of walking, that thought really becomes prominent, and it's very liberating.
Okay, and what do we see in this exhibition?
This exhibition.
What did you produce while you're walking?
Well, I was making images along the way, and was a lot of self-portraiture, mostly because the project is about immigration, and I needed an immigrant for this project, and I seem to fit the bill perfectly. So I was also interested in showing the individual, rather than me being Polish or British or me being white or being this or that. I am fundamentally this individual, Michał Iwanowski, with this face, you know, with this body, and I thought it was probably the best idea was to use this body to talk about individual experience rather than these big umbrella terms like immigrants, you know, Germans, mm-hmm. Germans do these things, Poles do these things. It's like, yeah. It's very harming, and we know what it can lead to. We've seen history. So I thought Michał Iwanowski is all I can be, all I can bring to the table, and therefore there's a lot of self-portraiture. Me exercising all sorts of demons in the landscape, like nationalistic demons, personal demons, and quite playfully in a way. It was an exploration of who am I in this landscape and what can I do with this and what does the landscape want of me.
Right now we are walking through this exhibition, mm-hmm. and we're going to see photographs.
Yes, we're going to see a very long light box, 10 meters long, and the light box contains 126 images from the journey along with text. It's very long and thin. It's almost like 126 iPhone screens, because I was documenting this journey also on Instagram to invite people to participate and share their ideas of you know, home. And in the end, I commissioned an engineer to build this really long light box. It's just built of 6 parts, but when put together in a straight line, like the line that I walked, mm-hmm. takes you step by step in chronological order from the beginning of the journey till the end. And some musings and conversations and images that were happening as I was walking are documented in that light box.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. So for the ones listening right now, hopefully you're right now standing in front of Kunstverein Ludwigshafen and you're walking into this exhibition and seeing the work of Michał Iwanowski. So thank you, Michał.
Thank you very much.
I hope to meet you sometime and have a walk with you.
Likewise, I invite you to. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Take care.